hazy day in the Oakland Hills as the Eagles enter O.co Coliseum, the place better known as the Black Hole.
Hey, let's make the West Coast our house today. Let's make the West Coast our house today. Come out here and represent. Leave it on the line for your boy, man. All you think about is winning today. Win every play. Win on three. 1, 2, 3. Win.
The mood going into the game was very positive. We have a lot of great leaders on this team, and we knew we had to get this win. The team was very confident going into the Oakland game.
In the back half of the season, man, what are you going to do to get this season right? What are you going to do to win this game? Play your job and play as a family, man. Let's ball out on three. 1, 2, 3.
Now, meanwhile, the Eagles are going to be facing a quarterback by the name of Terrell Pryor, who set an NFL record last week. He had a 93-yard touchdown run against Pittsburgh. That was the longest run ever by a quarterback.
I think much like any game, it's important for us to get 3 and out on the first possession. We want to go out there and show that we're very enthusiastic about being out there. We understand that we set the tempo. With that first drive, we want to go out and attack.
Back again rolls Pryor, looking down. At the 35. Pulls back again, pumps. He dumps it off to McCoy. McCoy at the 30. Back at the 25. He's at the 20. And Shady McCoy down to the 18. First and goal at the 2. Will they try to run it in this time? No, they're going to throw. As Foles fires a touchdown to Brent Celek. Foles to Brent Celek for the touchdown.
Having Nick back is huge for this offense. He's so dynamic, both in the run game and in the pass game. That team's really got to respect his arm, and the team kind of rallied around him coming back.
Foles.
Three and out, so we gave the ball back, and the offense made the best of it. Those guys were able to score points, and it seemed like it was touchdown after touchdown. I think everybody fed off of that energy.
First and 10 at the Raiders 15. Foles looks, pumps, still looking. He is pumping, he is firing for the end zone. Touchdown, Zach Ertz!
My first touchdown catch was an unbelievable feeling. Nick made a heck of a play on the scramble to find me open in the corner of the end zone, and it was an amazing feeling to score in that stadium that I kind of watched baseball games growing up in.
There is nothing immobile about the way Nick Foles is looking today.
At halftime, we just wanted to keep it going. We just wanted to keep pounding, keep after it, and continue to beat those guys at every possession we could.
Foles again in the shotgun, fakes to Shady this time, backs up. He is going deep. Deshaun Jackson at the 10 at the 5. He leaps into the end zone. Touchdown pass number 6. Pryor looks over the middle. It is shoveled and intercepted on a deflection. It is picked off, and Bradley Fletcher on his feet at the 40, and Fletcher up to the 45.
Over the past couple weeks, our defense has played great, and especially in that third quarter, the Raiders didn't score, and we also had 2 turnovers, which has been huge for us, getting those turnovers and turning them into scores.
Foles fakes. He rolls. He looks. Still looks.
Nick tying the record was huge. I mean, just for him and his family, it's an amazing accomplishment. But Nick does a heck of a job kind of spreading the ball around throughout all the receivers, and that's kind of the testament to who he is as a person.
That'll wrap things up for today. Next Sunday, the Eagles are at Green Bay. That is Lambeau Field. Mike and I will be there to send you all the action.
I think Green Bay has a great tradition. I think they have a great fan base. And, you know, it's going to be fun.
The Packers have a very fast and physical defense up front, and they're very good in the secondary as well, so it's definitely going to be a challenge for our offense.
Coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless, we head back to January 11th, 2004, for a play known simply as 4th and 26. And Coach Rick Minter talks about the progression of the defense led by the Eagles linebacking corps. In the game of football, the offseason is a time to rest the mind and body from the rigors of a long season. However, there comes a time to not only restart the training process, but to elevate it from the previous year. For Riley Cooper, that means heading back to Gainesville, Florida, to receive training in an innovative way.
Coach Matt,
what's up, brother?
How you doing? You good?
I'm doing good.
You ready to work today?
I'm ready to rock and
roll.
That's
my man.
Ready to hit it?
Are you ready to hit it? I'm always ready to hit it. Are you ready to hit it?
I know you are. What do we got?
After we warm up, we got a power circuit, and then we are going to drag some chain.
This is my first time.
This is your first time.
In the garage.
That's right.
This is no ordinary garage. This doesn't look like mine.
This garage has had Olympians, and not just Olympians, but gold medalists and world record holders in it. So
I feel privileged.
Let's get it going. Can we fix this spot up here? Make sure you don't get that on camera right there.
He thinks I'm balding.
Is your helmet wearing that spot out right there? Is your helmet wearing that spot out right there?
He's making this up as he goes. I got great flow.
The power circuit, we're going to go 5 squat jumps, 5 cleans off the block, keeping it up on the fifth one, 5 front squats. We're going to hustle out. We're going to do a 20-yard sprint. And then we're going to rest a minute and a half, okay? Jump. So keep going. So come down into your stance and jump. Jump. There you go. All right, set up. Butt back, core tight. Hop. Yeah, good. Reset quick. Stick at the top. Nice job. It's number 3 coming up. Cock the wrist, big air. Nice job. All right, keep it up on this one. Keep it up on this one. We got front squat. All right, now we're sitting in the hole. And all set, good. Get a little deeper each time. Control. Keep it. There you go. Yep. First round's always rough. Looking good. Elbows high. Try a little deeper. Set. Good. All right. Right to the cone. Right to the cone. Jogging to the cone. Good 20-yard sprint. It's all you. Sprint through. Sprint through. Sprint through. Sprint through. Boom. First round in the bag. Set yourself up in a square, and just stay in the square. You know what I mean? And think about maybe keeping your heels closer to the back line, right? And then just push your hips back.
Yeah.
See, I'm floating a little bit, but I'm not all over the place. Yeah. Right? Because you're not going to be in the exact same spot every time, but you want to be close. And round 2. Pop. Pop. Yeah, sink into it. Jump quick. Boom. There you go. Pop. There you go. Yeah, that was good. Pop. That's 3, Coop, in the bank. 2 more. Pop. Good, Coop. Keep going. Keep going. Stay tight. Sit. Good. Jogging to the line. Stay fast. You're tired right now, so stay fast. Tack. Nice. That dude got some wheels. Right here. Stand up with it. You want to be here, and then you're going to drag. Okay?
Okay.
When you're dragging, you're pushing through the ball of your foot, leaning back a little bit, okay?
Okay.
You're going to drag the end of the chain past that cone.
Okay.
All right. That's it, big boy. Here we go. Drag. Good. Nice job. Keep going. Keep going. Keep on. Dig. 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 And stop. Nice job. How's that?
It's heavy.
You like that? You figure right now we're going 20 yards. Eventually I'll have you going like 30 to 40. But not on day one. This is new. Crush it. As fast as you can go. I got you on watch. As fast as you can go. Dig. Dig, 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 dig. Finish, finish, finish. 14.19. Not bad. Not bad. I think you get faster, though. Try to beat 14.19 on this.
Yeah.
I know.
Give me a realistic time.
That was what you did last time. So I think that's pretty realistic. Get your mind right. Best one all day, big boy. Best one all day. Yep, there you go. Go. Come on. Come on. Speed. Speed, speed, dig, dig, fast feet, fast feet, fast feet, fast feet. Keep your core tight. Keep your core tight. Dig, 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 dig. Go faster. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. How about that? That's faster. Look. All right. Look it. 1377. That's my dog. Was that about what you thought it would be? Was it harder? Was it easier?
No, it was what I thought it was.
That's good.
No, it was tough.
I think it's one of the toughest things that we do is drag that damn chain.
Yeah.
What's the average length of a play of football?
4 to 6 seconds.
4 to 6 seconds, right? If you think about it, you're going to do a lot of short work in a short amount of time, if you think about it, because it's like 6 seconds, right? Six seconds average.
Yeah.
90 plays. What was that? Like 20 minutes of work? But it's 20 minutes of ball buster work.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we did today.
No doubt.
No doubt. So that was great. It was a great effort.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. For Eagles text alerts from Verizon Wireless, text Eagles to 82565. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You looked at it on paper, you'd think this is a game the Eagles should win, especially at home. But the wild card in any game you played against the Packers in those years was Brett Favre. I mean, Brett Favre was capable of winning games by himself, and he was also capable of losing games by himself. The Packers are up 14-0 pretty early in that game, and the feeling that settled over the stadium was one of foreboding.
When I'm watching a game, I'm rehearsing what I'm going to say the next day on the radio, and I'm anticipating what the calls are going to be. That game was over. Green Bay won that game. 4th and 26, you don't make.
4th and 26, and you say, all right, this is over.
You know, there's no way this is happening. It's not a chance. The Eagles are going to lose. It's going to be an awful day on the radio for us that fans are going to be unhappy.
The cliche is there's no play in the playbook for 4th and 26, but that's true. There really isn't.
The thought process is, I'm going to guess Green Bay's got maybe two or three men on the line of scrimmage, and everybody else has got to be back in prevention, and there's no way the Eagles can pull this thing off.
Here it is. It is 4th and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing.
When Donovan lets go the ball was wobbling. It wasn't that perfect spiral. And I think there's no chance.
I remember Freddie Mitchell going up to get the ball. I remember a slight bobble of the ball, but then re-grabs the ball, takes it in. I said, no, they just didn't make that first down.
This, it wasn't like it was a 29, 30-yard pass. It was about 26 and a half yards. Freddie just gets it.
When Freddie came up with it, not sure who was more stunned, McNabb, Andy Reid, the fans in the stands.
And 4th and 26 was born.
Here it is. It is 4th and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing. And it is caught by Freddie Mitchell. Short of a first. I don't know. Did he get it? Does he have a first down? He does. He does have a first down. He's across midfield. And he's into Packer territory at the 46.
And Eagles kick the field goal, sends it to overtime. And then in overtime, Brett Favre, as great a player as he is, he was capable of making big mistakes.
And I'll never forget the wounded duck that he threw up there. I mean, if there were guys out there who went duck hunting, they were pulling out their guns going, that's easy for me to get down.
The utter disbelief that Brett Favre threw that ball up like a punt.
When Brett Favre threw it up, and I've seen him do it so many times, like, what is he doing? Where is he throwing that ball? And it was so perfect for the Eagles.
To this day, I still can't understand what he was thinking or what he was seeing. But, I mean, it just hung in the air like the infield flyer rule in baseball. And Brian Dawkins, he may have never had a bigger interception, but he certainly never had an easier one than that one.
Favre looks, pumps. He is firing deep. Brian Dawkins interception. He's at the 35-40. He's at the 45-50. He cuts back. He's at the 40. He's at the 35. He's down to the 33. B. Dawk just made a huge play.
And once he intercepted it, I don't think there was much doubt in anybody's mind that the Eagles had the game in hand.
What a way to end the game, as David Akers has just kicked the field goal that has sent the Eagles into the NFC Championship game as they beat the Green Bay Packers 20-17.
Well, it's been evident over the last few weeks. In our first eight games, if you had to evaluate us, we've certainly been up and down a little bit. You know, we played well first right off the bat in the first game of the season. Then we all hit a lull where we didn't play as well as we needed to as a team over the next couple of games. And then all of a sudden in the last four or five games on defense, we've really begun to play well. But I believe the light's coming off a lot of these guys. It's all brand new to everybody. So I do think the guys are buying into and the results are beginning to show.
Over the past month, the Eagles have allowed the Giants 21 points the first time they played them. They allowed Tampa Bay 20. They allowed the Cowboys 17. And today so far they have allowed the Giants 15.
Well, it's a blessing, number one. It's fun to come into a meeting room every day where your most productive guy up to this date, one of your best leaders on the football team, is one of your older guys who's bought into everything that we've asked our players to do, whether it be the sports science, the new defense, et cetera. I think the guy's being very productive, but he's a lot of fun to be around.
You know better than this. First one of the year, Monday Night Football. You got nothing to do but go ball out.
Let it loose, bro.
Hey. Man, you. Me and you, all night.
Well, the one thing about him, number one, he has a presence about him, you know, so he kind of commands a room, you know, very presidential, if you will, when he walks into a room. And so he's not a boisterous guy, he's not a loud guy. That's another quality in our room, because when he speaks, people listen.
It's Monday night. Give me everything you got.
Everything.
Monday night, everything you got. Leave it out here, baby. Play fast, play hard. Let's beat these boys tonight in their house. Yep. 1-0, baby.
Hey, four quarters.
1-0 today. Here we go. Eagles on three. 1, 2, 3.
Eagles. It is second and 3 for the Redskins. Griffin back pedals. Looks left, looks right. Throws the ball away as he was about to be sacked.
Oh, he was hammered.
Yeah, he
Michael
was.
Kendricks.
Michael Kendricks hammered him.
Well, he's got a tremendous upside ceiling now. There's no question about that. We kind of tend to forget he's a second-year football player. His learning curve has been straight up. But I tell you what, over the last 3 or 4 games, as our defense has begun to play well, part of it's reflected in our room at linebacker, where Michael Kendricks beginning to play extremely well, both in the run and the pass. We've got some rough edges. We'll keep working on it. But this guy's becoming very productive for us.
Lead the group. Again, put the team on our back. Make big plays. Win the game.
Yeah.
Let's go. Dominate on 3. 1, 2, 3. Dominate.
Well, the reason Michael and D play most of the game is because the other guys certainly carry the yeoman's work in our special teams. Najee and now Och and Casey have all carried their load in the special teams, special forces, if you will. These guys are all young linebackers that I think are coming. It's all a learning process. I don't hesitate to throw them in the game, but they've all done everything we've asked, and it's a blessing to have them out there, particularly sharing their load in the special teams. You know, when you get between the white lines, football's football. And you get in the office, it's all in the war room, and then our preparation. So from all that point of view, it's really not anything different. You know, it's about X's and O's. I love the scheming aspect. I love the war room aspect of the game. I love seeing players develop and respond, and all our efforts come to fruition on Sundays and those types of things. We've got great ownership here. We've got a great atmosphere here. Love every minute of it.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And back we are here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Merrill Reese with you, and a good friend dropped in to say hi, a friend by the name of Colt Anderson, who is just one of the great special teams players in the National Football League. And you know, you are in the midst of your best season.
Am I?
Yeah. Do you know you lead the team? I found this out from Derek Boyko in special teams tackles with 11.
I did not know that.
Yeah, 11. Do you know what your career high is for a 16-game season? 12.
12, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So by accident, you're going to break your record next Sunday in Green Bay.
I'll take it. You know, I'm never content. I'm never satisfied. I always think there's room for improvement, and every year I'm looking to get better, so I'm glad that my numbers are showing that.
Colt, what's different? Last year, the special teams, to be kind, were slightly below average. This year, I think the special teams are very, very effective. They had one breakdown in Denver. But for the most part, you guys haven't given up big returns.
You know, when you talk about special teams, the one word that, you know, goes with it is attitude. If you don't have the right attitude, then it's going to reflect on your play. And, you know, I think this year is a true testament to just having the right attitude out there. You know, we have 11 guys on the field that are just giving it their all. And when you have that kind of effort, that kind of attitude, good things are going
to
happen.
Colt Anderson, have you ever been to Lambeau Field?
I have not. I have not
you
been.
You have not been there.
No, I'm just excited. I mean, it's going to be an awesome experience just playing in front of that crowd. You know, I've heard nothing but good things about Green Bay. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's football. Their field's just as big as ours. And, you know, we got a good – we're going in there. We're playing a good team, and we're going to give it our best shot.
Colt, you're a great guy and a terrific football player, and I thank you for joining me tonight.
Hey,
it's been fun.
Thanks, Merrill. I appreciate it.
The 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today.